ايه وير لايف، اهلا اهلا، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه ومن تبعهم باحسان الى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اما بعد، we praise Allah abundantly the way he deserves to be praised. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I noticed that they cannot see the screen. Ya Mus'ab. The text. Oh, mashallah. Wake up with the shake up and the break up. Hey, let's pick up from where we left off, my brothers and sisters in faith. Ayah number 51 says, وَلِهَذَا لَمَّا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِرْعَوْنُ أَنْ يُعَانِدَ هَذَا الدَّلِيلَ الْقَاطِعِ. When Fir'aun was unable to refute this clear-cut evidence, عَدَلَ إِلَى الْمُشَاغَبَةِ. Aha. He resorted to what? To naughtiness. He was being naughty. وَحَادَ عَنَ الْمَقْصُودِ, and he diverted away from the objective and the intent. فَقَالَ لِمُوسَى, so he said to Musa, فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. Oh, where's my tab? Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I knew it. Hey, don't worry. It is right here. Yes. You know the five P's, brothers and sisters in Islam? Five P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Yeah, I need to work on that because I got caught up. Hey, so sorry about that. So then Musa, Fir'aun wanted to divert the conversation and distract everybody. He said, فَمَا بَلُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. So then what is the matter with the early generations? What is the affair of the people that came before us? And he's trying to basically confuse the people. أَيْمَا شَأْنُهُمْ وَمَا خَبْرُهُمْ. What is their affair? What is their news? وَكَيْفَ وَصَلَتْ بِهِمُ الْحَالِ وَقَدْ سَبَقُونَ إِلَى الْإِنْكَارِ وَالْكُفْرِ وَالظُّلْمُ وَالْعِنَادِ وَلَنَا فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ. Listen to this. What was their destination and condition when they've already preceded us in denial, in disbelief, in oppression and stubbornness, and we have an example in them to follow? Look at the arrogance of this man. Look at the arrogance of Fir'aun. So he's saying, yeah, if you're claiming that we will be destroyed, then what about all the nations that came before us who also disbelieved like us, and they were evil like us and stubborn like us and oppressive like us, and we have an example in them to follow? فَقَالَ مُوسَى عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. The knowledge thereof is with my Lord in a record. My Lord neither errs nor forgets. أي قد أحصى أعمالهم من خير وشر. Allah Azza wa Jal has enumerated their deeds, be it good deeds or bad. وكتبه في كتابه. And Allah Azza wa Jal has noted down في كتاب in a book. وهو اللوح المحفوظ. And that is the preserved tablet. وأحاط به علما وخبرة. And Allah Azza wa Jal had encompassed it in knowledge and experience. فلا يضل عن شيء منها ولا ينسى ما علمه منها. So Allah Azza wa Jal does not err regarding anything in it, nor does he forget any information that is within. ومضمون ذلك أنهم قدموا إلى ما قدموه ولاقوا أعمالهم وسيجازون عليها. The conclusion and the bottom line is they've put forth whatever they've put forth of deeds, and they've come to meet their own deeds, and they will be recompensed for it. فَلَا مَعْنَى لِسُؤَالِكَ وَاسْتِفْهَامِكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنَ مِنْهُمْ. So there's no point in your interrogation or your question, O Fir'aun, regarding them. فَتِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. That is a nation that has proceeded. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. They have what they have earned, and you will have what you have earned. فَإِنْ كَانَ الدَّلِيلُ الَّذِي أَوْرَدْنَاهُ عَلَيْكَ وَالْآيَاتُ الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَهَا قَدْ تَحَقَّقَتْ صِدْقَهَا وَيَقِينَهَا وَهُوَ الْوَاقِعُ فَانْقَدْ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. If the ayat which we have shown you and the evidence that we have provided you with and the ayat which we have shown you have seen its truthfulness, and it's certainty, and that is it, that is the reality, that's what's happening on the ground, then fulfill or follow the truth. In فانقد يعني من انقياد, meaning follow and submit to the truth. ودع عنك الكفر والظلم وكثرة الجدال بالباطل, and leave alone disbelief and oppression and arguing in falsehood. وإن كنت قد شككت فيها أو رأيتها غير مستقيمة, or if you have any doubt regarding these ayat which we have shown you, or you saw that they were not upright, ولن تجد لذلك سبيلا ما دام الملوان, and you will never be able to reach that point or achieve that as long as the night and the day remain. That's what ملوان is, and it's a footnote. كيف وقد أخبر الله عنه أنه جحدها مع استقانها. How, when Allah has already informed us that He denied it while He was certain about it. كما قال تعالى وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلما وعلوا. They denied it while they had yaqeen in themselves. Why did they deny it? ظلما, out of oppression, وعلوا, out of seeking loftiness on earth. And it's a very important ayah. And that ayah applies to every atheist and every Christian and every Hindu and every Buddhist and every Jew and every person that you give proper da'wah to. Any person that you give proper da'wah to. The only exception or disclaimer is if the da'i was deficient or was not successful in conveying the message correctly and efficiently and properly. That is the only excuse that is there for that disbeliever. If that excuse is not there, if the da'wah has been conveyed to them properly, then the only thing left is that they have identified it, they have certainty about it, but then they denied it out of oppression and because they want to enjoy their worldly life. Don't believe that it didn't make sense. وقال موسى لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر. الله أكبر. In another ayah, Allah tells us that Musa said to him, and you have known, to Fir'aun, you have known, you know for sure that none send down these except the Lord of the heavens and the earth as means of clarification and for you to have basira, basair, so you could see. So Fir'aun, deep down, he knew. How do we confirm that Fir'aun knew? When he was drowning, he wanted to change. He said, Ament, I believe in the Lord of Musa and Harun. And it was said to him, and now when you're seeing death, when you're on the verge of dying and drowning, you want to now accept the truth which you have identified and known all along? After you have been oppressive? أَنَّا لَهُ ذَلِكَ. He does not get that opportunity. فَعُلِمَ أَنَّهُ ظَالِمٌ فِي جِدَالِهِ. It has become known that he was oppressive in his argument. قَصْدُهُ الْعُلُوُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. His intention is transcendence and loftiness and success on earth. Not even success. Basically control and dominance and tyranny on earth. He wants to be in charge. He wants to be the dictator. ثم استطرد في هذا الدليل القاطع بذكر كثير من نعمه وإحسانه الضروري. Then we shift from the clear-cut evidence to mention many of the bounties and ihsan that are by necessity. فقال الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهدا أي فراشا بحالة تتمكنون من السكون فيها والقرار والبناء والغراس وإثارتها للإزدراع وغيره. Meaning Allah has made the earth as a mahd for you, as in it's like a bed that is spread out, so you're able to have tranquility upon it, and you can have a foundation and structure and building and also growing vegetation and be able to invest into this earth and get in return in what you invest. وَذَلَّلَهَا لِذَلِكَ. Allah Azza wa Jal made it basically subservient and submissive to us. The earth is very flexible. Look how much you're able to do with this earth. You could use it to remain firm and to have a house structure, to build something. You use it to grow vegetation. You use it to, you know, for the animals to survive. All of these blessings and bounties, which we take for granted, really, we take for granted. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلَهَا مُمْتَنِعَةً عَنْ مَصْلَحَةِ مَصْلِحِكُمْ. Never did Allah Azza wa Jal make it prevent you from a benefit that is good for you. وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا. Allah, of course, it's a punishment from Allah. وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا أَيْ نَفَّذَ لَكُمُ الطُّرُقَ الْمُوصِلَ مِنْ أَرْضٍ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal has made therein for you roadways. So meaning He allowed you to have paths that will take you from one land to another. وَمِنْ قَطَرٍ إِلَى قَطَرٍ. And from one side of the globe to another. حَتَّى كَانَ الْآدَمِيُّونَ يَتَمَكَّنُونَ مِنَ الْوُصُولِ إِلَى جَمِيعِ الْأَرْضِ بِأَسْهَلَ مَا يَكُونَ. So much so that the humans were able to reach all parts of the earth in the easiest way possible. وَيَنْتَفِعُونَ بِأَسْفَارِهِمْ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا يَنْتَفِعُونَ بِإِقَامَتِهِمْ. And they would benefit from their travel more so than what they would benefit from their residency. Meaning when you go out on earth, you go out in the land and you travel, then you come across a lot of khayr and benefit, as Allah mentioned. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّن نَّبَاتٍ شَتَّى. And Allah Azza wa Jal sent down from the sky rain and produced thereby categories of various plants. أَيْ أَنْزَلَ الْمَطَرَ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal sent down the rain, so He revived the earth after its death. وأنبت بذلك جميع أصناف النوابت على اختلاف أنواعها وتشتت أشكالها وتباين أحوالها. And Allah Azza wa Jal grew therein all types of vegetation and greenery of different types and different shapes and in a variation and vast variation in its reality. And look at the jama'ah, just for a moment, think about the onion. Think about the onion, how, subhanAllah, how it's created, how it has that thin layer on outside, and then a thicker layer outside to protect it, then the thin layer inside, then how the actual onion is, all the way like layer upon layer until the middle. Think about the watermelon, how it is green on the outside, so it has that protecting shell, and then inside this beautiful, delicious, mashallah, we just had some red, sweet, watery, watermelon, mashallah, it's just so beautiful. Oranges, apples, Samsungs, okay, never mind. Subhanallah, anything, garlic, anything that you think of, it's amazing. The potatoes, tomatoes, all of these things that Allah created, look at the variation between them in size, in shape, in form, in reality, different tastes, completely different flavors, like as if they have nothing to do with each other. It's amazing. Thank you guys for closing the door. Really nice. Naam, where was I? Tick, tick, tick. Hey. فَسَاقَهُ وَقَدَّرَهُ وَيَسَّرَهُ رِزْقًا لَنَا وَلِأَنْعَامِنَا. So Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed it and facilitated as a sustenance for us and for our cattle. وَلَوْلَا ذَلِكَ. Had it not been for that, لَهَلَكَ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ آدَمِيٍ وَحَيَوَانٍ. Everybody upon earth would have been destroyed, whether human or animal. Everybody would have been gone. But it's because of the mercy of Allah. And I was watching a video. Someone posted of a little girl that has been brainwashed. And a lot of our children have been brainwashed similarly. And those are the so-called vegans or vegetarians with the variation between them. But they share the common principle of stupidity, and that principle of stupidity is that supposedly they're so merciful to animals and they love animals so much, and animals are miskeen, so that they don't eat meat anymore, are supposedly because they're more merciful to the animals than the creator of the animals and then the rest of mankind. And it's very sad to see a child obviously echoing what she's been brainwashed by her parents or her society or her relatives, because a child on his own, on his fitrah, will not feel this way and will not say something like this. Of course, we all have that compassion in us, like, oh, the animal, you know, it got killed. But what matters to humans is how tasty the chicken is and how yummy that beef burger is. And so by default, our natural instinct is that you would favor and you would want to enjoy those meats more so than whatever bad feeling you may have for the animal being killed. But that requires that the parents have to get involved in educating their children that Allah Azza wa Jal, He created all of this for us. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah created for you everything upon earth. The chicken was created so you can eat it. And the cow was created so you can eat it. And the rest of the meats were created so you can eat them. Fish were created so you can eat them. Not so they can just survive. Because mind you, there's no akhirah for them. There's no Jannah and Jahannam. There's no accountability. There's nothing. Their only objective in life is to be of service to us. And how foolish is it that Allah creates all of these things for you and then you disdain from consuming them? And guess what's going to happen? They're going to die. Probably a miserable death with some sort of disease that will ache and pain them and make them suffer for the last maybe days or even months or years before they pass away. Genius, eventually they're going to die. So what did you really save them from? What did you really save? Did you save them from an agonizing death? No. Rather, you gave them an agonizing death. By default, they're not going to die, you know, in a car accident. They're not humans where it's a snap and their souls go out. Watch how these animals die. I've seen some lions dying on their own. It's a terrifying scene. Whereas when Allah Azza wa Jal legislated for us to slaughter these animals, believe it or not, even scientifically, it's a very small amount of pain. And because of the way the mechanism is done in the way you slaughter and the nervous system being disconnected, they actually, even though they're physically appearing to be suffering, they're actually not feeling pain. But that's just a natural way of you know, the animal dying. And let's hypothetically say that it was painful. Okay, it was painful. They were going to die eventually and it would have been more painful. It would have been more painful. Therefore, you haven't really achieved anything except that you've let those animals survive for nothing. And you didn't benefit from them. And you're chowing down broccoli and cauliflower or kale or lentils. Allah created them for us. So be careful of your children trying to be supposedly so empathetic and so compassionate that they feel bad for the animals. Feel what bad for the animals? They were created for you. It's like someone gives you a gift. You say, no, thank you very much. I'm not interested in the gift. Someone gives you a cup of coffee. You say, ya Allah, thank you, but I can't. Imagine every time I drink from it, we have to wash it. Haram, Allah. Haram. This, look, yani eventually this thing is going to come off. The paint is going to come off. Too much washing. It's going to start, you know, eating away from the mug. Tabi, what do you want to do? Yani keep the mug sitting on your shelf your entire life and then you drink coffee with your finger? Makamena, use the brain that Allah gave you. Mani, what the heck? You could say this to about anything also. This can apply to anything in this world. Yeah, don't drive a car. Don't drive a car. Haram. Haram to drive a car. The environment and the madri ish, what do you call it? When there's poison or whatever. Not a contaminant. I can't think of the word right now. You know what I'm saying? You can use the same logic and say you're using tires and you're using madri ish and you're using gas. Khalas, walk around. Don't use a car. Miskin, you buy a car and you drain it and you abuse it. Madri ish, you have to change parts. So this kind of logic is actually useless and it's illogical. It does not make any sense. Hate it when I want to think of a word and it doesn't come. Pollution. Thank you, Muhammad Usama. Allah nak wahsh, wahsh. Oh, many people beat you to that. Yeah, you better not be vegan in my house. I'm going to shove a chicken down your throat. طيب, where was I? نعم. ولهذا قال, كلوا ورعوا أنعامكم وسياقها على وجه الامتنان. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, eat and then also give to your cattle. And he mentioned that in the context of mentioning his favors upon you. ليدل ذلك على أن الأصل في جميع النوابت الإباحة. To show you that the fundamental principle regarding all vegetation is that it's permissible. فلا يحرم منها إلا ما كان مضرا كالسموم ونحوه. The only thing that is not allowed or not permissible from the vegetation or the vegetables and the, you know, the greenery in general is whatever is poisonous and its likes. إن في ذلك لآيات لأولي النهى أي لذوي العقول الرزينة والأفكار المستقيمة. Verily, in that are signs for the people of who have a sound mind and thoughts that are upright. على فضل الله وإحسانه ورحمته وسعة جوده وتمام عنايته. These are signs about the virtue of Allah, the excellence of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the vastness of His generosity and the perfection of His care. وعلى أنه الرب المعبود المالك المحمود, and that He is the Lord who's worshipped, the sovereign, the praised. الذي لا يستحق العبادة سواه, the one that no one deserves worship but Him. ولا الحمد والمدح والثناء إلا من امتن بهذه النعم, and no one deserves the ultimate praise and thankfulness and exaltation except the one who's able to bestow upon you these kind of favors. وعلى أنه على كل شيء قدير, and that He's able to do all things. فكما أحيا الأرض بعد موتها, just like He gave life to the earth after His death. إن ذلك لمحيي الموتى, He is the same one who will make the dead come alive again. We will all be resurrected. وخص الله أولي النهى بذلك لأنهم المنتفعون بها الناظرون إليها نظر اعتبار. And Allah specified the people of intellect regarding this is because those are the ones that will benefit, and those are the ones who look at things with reflection and pondering. وَأَمَّا مَنْ عَدَاهُمْ, as for the other ones, فَإِنَّهُمْ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْبَهَائِمِ السَّارِحَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ السَّائِمَةِ, they are like the wandering cattle. They're like the wandering cattle and livestock. لا ينظرون إليها نظر اعتبار. They don't pay attention to these signs with reflection. ولا تنفض بصائرهم إلى المقصود منها. Nor is their vision able to aim or reach at the objective behind it. بل حظهم حظ البهائم. Rather, their fortune is similar to the fortune of the cattle and the livestock. يأكلون ويشربون. They eat and they drink. وقلوبهم لاهية. And their hearts are distracted. وأجسادهم معرضة, and their bodies are turning away from the truth. وكأي من آية في السماوات والأرض يمرون عليها وهم عنها معرضون. And how many ayat from in the heavens and the earth they pass by them while they are in the state of rejection and turning away. ولما ذكر كرم الأرض وحسن شكرها لما ينزله الله عليها من المطر. When Allah عز وجل mentioned the generosity of the earth and how grateful it is because of what Allah Azza wa Jal sends down upon it of rain, وَأَنَّهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا تُخْرِجُ النَّبَاتَ الْمُخْتَلِفَ الْأَنْوَاعِ, that by the permission of its Lord, it brings out the various vegetation of different types. أَخْبَرَ أَنَّهُ خَلَقَنَا مِنْهَا, Allah told us that He created us from the same earth. وَفِيهَا يُعِيدُنَا إِذَا مِتْنَا فَدُفِنَّا فِيهَا, and to the earth we will be returned when we die and therefore are buried therein. ومنها يخرجنا تارة أخرى, and from there He will bring us back out once again. فكما أوجدنا منها من العدم, just like Allah عز وجل brought us into this earth from nothingness. وقد علمنا ذلك وتحققناه, we know that and we've inspected that. فسيعيدنا بالبعث منها بعد موتنا, Allah عز وجل will return us after our death with resurrection, through resurrection. ليجازينا بأعمالنا التي عملناها عليها, so that we will be recompensed for the deeds that we have done upon this earth. وهذان دليلان على الإعادة عقليان واضحان. These are two clear-cut, explicit intellectual evidences about the ability to resurrect. إخراج النبات من الأرض بعد موتها. The fact that Allah عز وجل is able. Why are people harassing me right now? The fact that Allah Azza wa Jal brings out vegetation from earth after its death, وإخراج المكلفين منها في إيجادهم, and bringing about the human beings in it by making us come to existence. So just like the vegetation grows and just like you came and you live on this earth, both these are evidences that you will be resurrected and Allah Azza wa Jal is able to bring you back once again. طيب يلا يا oh man oh no oh that's a lot. Listen, read only until ayah 61. تفضل.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد أريناه آياتنا كلها فكذب وأبى قال أجئتنا لتخرجنا من أرضنا بسحرك يا موسى فلنأتينك بسحر مثله فاجعل بيننا وبينك موعدا لا نخلفه نحن ولا أنت مكانا سوى قال موعدكم يوم الزينة وأن يحشر الناس ضحى فتولى فرعون فجمع كيده ثم أتى قال لهم موسى ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب وقد خاب من افترى.
جزاك الله خيرا. Where was I? نعم. ولقد okay, and we certainly showed Pharaoh our signs, all of them, but he denied and refused. He said, have you come to us to drive us out of our land with your magic, O Moses? Then we will surely bring you magic like it. So make between us and you an appointment which we will not fail to keep, and neither will you, in a place assigned. Moses said, your appointment is on the day of the festival when the people assemble at mid-morning. So Pharaoh went away, put together his plan, and then came to Moses. Moses said to the magicians summoned by Pharaoh, woe to you! Do not invent a lie against Allah, or he will exterminate you with a punishment. And he has failed who invents such falsehood. Allahu Akbar. This is going to be hot. طيب. يخبر تعالى أنه أرى فرعون من الآيات والعبر والقواطع جميع أنواعها العيانية والأفقية والنفسية. Listen to this now. Allah tells us that he showed Pharaoh of his signs and his admonishment and the clear-cut matters, all types. عيانية, visual, something that he was able to see with his own eyes. والأفقية, something pertaining to the skies. والنفسية, and the ones pertaining to himself. فما استقام ولا رعوى. He did not go straight. He did not adjust. وإنما كذب وتولى. Rather, he lied and he turned away. كذب الخبر. He belied the information. وتولى عن الأمر والنهي. And he turned away from the command and the prohibition. وجعل الحق باطلا والباطل حقا. And he made the truth falsehood and the falsehood truth. وجادل بالباطل ليضل الناس. And he argued with falsehood in order to mislead the people. فقال أجئتنا لتخرجنا من أرضنا بسحرك يا موسى. زعم أن هذه الآيات التي أراه إياها موسى سحر وتمويه. He claimed that those signs that Moses showed him were nothing but magic and distraction and illusion. والمقصود منها إخراجه من أرضهم والاستيلاء عليها. And his main objective is to drive them out of their own land and take over himself. ليكون كلامه مؤثرا في قلوب قومه. Why did Pharaoh say that? So that his speech can have an effect on his people. فإن الطبع تميل إلى أوطانها. Because people naturally are inclined towards their homeland. ويصعب عليها الخروج منها ومفارقتها. And people have a hard time leaving their hometown and abandoning it. فأخبرهم أن موسى هذا قصده. So he tricked them by saying, oh, Musa is doing all this so he can drive you out of your own land and he wants to take over. ليبغضوه ويسعوا في محاربته. So that they may hate Musa and they may strive in fighting against him. Look at the strategy and the technique of Fir'aun, the wicked. So he played on their nationalist emotions. He played on their nationalistic emotions. And, you know, people loving their nations and being proud of it as though, يعني, that's going to save them from anything on Yawm al-Qiyamah. فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّكَ بِسِحْرٍ مِثْلَ سِحْرِكَ فَأَمْهِلْنَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مَوْعِدًا لَا نُخْلِفُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتَ مَكَانًا سُوَى. So we will bring us a magic like your magic. So give us some time and let's have an appointment that we will both agree on. أي مستوىً علمنا وعلمك به. That appointment, it's equal to both of us in terms of knowledge. Or the other intention or the other meaning could be أو مكاناً مستوىً معتدلاً أن نتمكن من رؤية ما فيه. Or a place that is leveled so that everybody is able to see what's happening. So it could be a description of the time or it could be description of the location, a location that is suitable for all the onlookers to be able to see clearly what's going to happen in terms of the battle between Musa and the magicians. فقال موسى موعدكم يوم الزينة وهو عيدهم الذي يتفرعون فيه ويقطعون شواغلهم يتفرغون فيه. So their appointment was that day of festival which they would be free from all obligations and they don't have any work. وأن يحشر الناس ضحى أن يجمعون كلهم في وقت ضحى. All of them would be gathered at the time of mid-noon or mid-morning. وإنما سأل موسى ذلك لأن يوم الزينة وقت الضحى منه يحصل منه كثرة الاجتماع ورؤية الأشياء على حقائقها ما لا يحصل في غيره. Why did Musa choose that day? Because that day particularly and that time specifically you're able to have a big gathering of people and you're able to see matters according to their reality more so than any other day, any other occasion where there will be less turnout of people, less attendees, and then also people are not busy, so they're available versus other days or the timing. This is the perfect time, mid-morning, it's not too hot, and it's, you know, the it's perfect brightness for them to see what's going on. فتولى فرعون فجمع كيده أي جميع ما يقدر عليه مما يكيد به موسى. He did everything he's able to do so that he can plot against Musa. فأرسل في مدائنه من يحشر السحرة الماهرين في سحرهم. So he sent among his people someone to gather all of the professional magicians, the excellent magicians in their magic. وكان السحر إذ ذاك متوفرا. Back then magic was prevalent. وعلمه مرغوبا فيه. And it's a type of science that or knowledge, if you want to call it that, that people were very keen on. فجمع خلقا كثيرا من السحرة. So they were able to gather, فرعون gathered a huge number of magicians. ثم أتى كل منهما للموعد. And all of them came to the appointment. واجتمع الناس للموعد. And everybody gathered for the appointment. So this is like a big deal now, right? It's like the showdown. فكان الجمع حافلا. It was huge gathering. حضره الرجال والنساء والملأ والأشراف والعوام والصغار والكبار. It was attended by men, women, the ministers, the noble, the elite of the people, the laymen, the regular people, and young and old. Everybody was there. وحض الناس على الاجتماع. And they were encouraging each other to come. Hey man, come on man, you gotta see this. You know, you have to see what's gonna happen between Musa and the magicians. وقالوا للناس هل أنتم مجتمعون لعلنا نتبع السحرة إن كانوا هم الغالبين. Not only that, they were saying to each other, will you gather so perhaps we will follow the magicians if they're going to be the victorious ones. فحين اجتمعوا في جميع من جميع البلدان. When they've come from different regions and different places to gather, وعظهم موسى عليه السلام. Moses admonished them. وأقام عليهم الحجة. And he established the proof against them. وقال لهم, he said to them, ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب. Woe to you, do not invent a lie against Allah lest he exterminates you with a punishment. That is so scary. أي لا تنصروا ما أنتم عليه من الباطل بسحركم. Do not try to be victorious via the falsehood that you're involved in with your magic. وتغالبون الحق. And you try to compete against the truth. وتفترون على الله الكذبة. And you wind up inventing a lie against Allah. فيستأصلكم بعذاب من عندي. So Allah will eradicate you with a punishment from him. ويخيب سعيكم وافتراؤكم. And all of your efforts will be gone to waste and will be fruitless. فلا تدركون ما تطلبون. You will not attain what you're seeking من النصر from in terms of victory والجاه عند فرعون وملته or that special status that you will attain with Pharaoh and his people. ولا تسلموا من عذاب الله. You will not be saved from the punishment of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Continue يا مصعب آية 62 please.
فتنازعوا أمرهم بينهم وأسروا النجوى قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم من أرضكم بسحرهما ويذهبا بطريقتكم المثلى فأجمعوا كيدكم ثم أتوا صفا وقد أفلح اليوم من استعلى قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى قال بل ألقوا فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى.
Thank you very much, sir. So they disputed over their affair among themselves and concealed their private conversation. This is so amazing. They said, indeed, these are two magicians who want to drive you out of your land with their magic and do away with your most exemplary way. I sound like Sajid Lifem. So resolve upon your plan and then come forward in line. And he has succeeded today who overcomes. They said, oh, Moses, either you throw or we will be the first to throw. He said, rather you throw. And suddenly their ropes and staffs seemed to him from their magic that they were moving like snakes. Is that where you stopped? We'll see. طيب. No issue. وَكَلَامُ الْحَقِّ لَابُدَّ أَنْ يُؤَثِّرَ فِي الْقُلُوبِ The Sheikh said, and the speech of truth, it's inevitable that it will affect the hearts. لَا جَرَمَ ارْتَفَعَ الْخِصَامُ وَالنِّزَاعُ بَيْنَ السَّحَرَ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا كَلَامِ مُوسَى وَارْتَبَكُوا الله أكبر. No doubt the dispute grew and the argument between the magicians after they heard Musa's speech and they panicked. They were like, they got stressed out. You know what I'm saying? Like first they came with this confidence and that they're going to make it happen. Then Musa gave them an advice. And then all of a sudden they're like, whoa, man, what's going on here, right? Because now, look, deep down, it's always the speech is connecting with the fitrah of the people. No matter how much of liars, no matter how good of liars they are, no matter how slick of liars they can pretend to be, deep down they can't bluff, man. They know what's up. So they're trying to put on a show, but deep down it's like, whoa, man, you know, you got to get scared that Allah Azza wa Jal will eradicate you with a punishment. That there's no way around it. ولعل من جملة نزاعهم الاشتباه في موسى هل هو على الحق أم لا. And maybe among the things they disputed is Musa upon the truth or not. ولكنهم إلى الآن ما تم أمرهم. Until then, they have not yet reached the bottom line. ليقضي الله أمرا كان مفعولا. So that Allah عز وجل will decree a matter that has been already determined. ليهلك من هلك عن بينة. So the one who will be destroyed will be destroyed upon clear evidence. وَيَحْيَى مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيْنَ And whoever will live upon clear evidence. فَحِينَئِذٍ أَسَرُّوا فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمُ النَّجْوَى Then they had this kind of private conversation, just like whispering to each other. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَتَّفِقُونَ عَلَى مَقَالَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ And they agreed that they're going to unify their speech. They're going to have one unanimous declaration. لِيَنْجَحُوا فِي مَقَالِهِمْ وَفِعَالِهِمْ So that they will be successful in their speech and their action. وَلِيَتَمَسَّكَ النَّاسُ بِدِينِهِمْ And so the people will adhere to their religion, the religion of magic. والنجوى التي أسرّوها فسرها بقوله. What was that private conversation they had? Allah explained it by saying, they said these are two magicians that are trying to drive you out of their land with their magic. كما قالت فرعون السابقة. They actually echoed and reiterated what فرعون had already said. فإما أن يكون ذلك توافقا من فرعون والسحر على هذه المقالة من غير قصد. Either it just so happened that فرعون and the magicians had the same kind of position. And made the same statement unintentionally. وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ تَلْقِينًا مِنْهُ لَهُمْ مَقَالَتَهُ الَّتِي صَمَّمَ عَلَيْهَا وَأَظَرَ النَّاسِ Or it could be that he's the one who basically taught them. He's the one who instructed them to say this so that it will be in agreement with what he's already been stubborn upon and what he had told the people previously. وَزَادُوا عَلَى قَوْلِ فِرْعَوْنَ أَنْ قَالُوا They added something above and beyond what Fir'aun had said. And they said, وَيَذْهَبَا بِطَرِيقَتِكُمُ الْمُثْلَى أي طريقة السحر, meaning he's trying that Musa and Harun are trying to divert you from your ideal way. What's your ideal way? Magic. حسدكم عليها, meaning he was jealous and envious of you regarding the skills that you have in terms of magic. وأراد أن يظهر عليكم, he wanted to be superior to you. ليكون له الفخر والصيت والشهرة, so that Musa and Harun will have the boasting and the whatchamacallit, the reputation and the fame. He will get the reputation and the fame and the boasting that yes, I'm better than you in terms of magic. And that's of course not the intention of Musa or Harun. ويكون هو المقصود بهذا العلم الذي شغلكم زمانكم فيه ويذهب عنكم ما كنتم تأكلون بسببه. So that would be his objective regarding this knowledge that you've spent your entire life investing in and you're eating and you're living off of it. That was the source of their livelihood. وما يتبع ذلك من الرياسة, and whatever, you know, leadership they were positions they were able to attain because of their involvement in magic. وهذا حظ من بعضهم على بعض على الاجتهاد في مغالبته. So now this is an example of them encouraging one another in trying to defeat him. ولهذا قالوا فأجمعوا كيدكم أي أظهروه دفعة واحدة متظاهرين متساعدين فيه متناصرين متفقا رأيكم وكلمتكم. So they said let us come out as one entity in aid and assistance of one another with an equal opinion and an equal word. ثم أتوا صفا, then come in rows, ليكون أمكن لعلمكم وأهيب لكم في القلوب, so that it will be more worthy and it will affect the hearts of the people more when you come in like in a row, as in one unity, like one wall basically. ولئلا يترك بعضكم بعض مقدوره من العمل, and so that none of you will wind up slacking off in what he's able to do. واعلموا أن من أفلح اليوم ونجح وغلب غيره, and know that whoever succeeds today and wins and defeats the opponent, فإن المفلح الفائز, فإنه المفلح فائز, he will be the successful victorious one. فهذا يوم له ما بعده من الأيام, so this day will be like no other days you've had. فما أصلبهم في باطلهم وأشد في, look how stubborn they were in their falsehood and how stern they were on it. حيث أتوا بكل سبب ووسيلة وممكن ومكيدة يكيدون بالحق, they came up with every means, every reason, every possibility in order to plot against the truth. وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَيُظْهِرَ الْحَقَّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. However, Allah refuses except that His light will illuminate and shine and that the truth will be victorious over the falsehood. فَلَمَّا تَمَّتْ مَكِيدَتُهُمْ وَانْحَصَرَ قَصْدُهُمْ وَلَمْ يَبْقَى لِلْعَمَلِ. After they've already unified their speech and their plot and they've selected their target and their objective, the only thing left now was execution. قَالُوا لِمُوسَى, they said to Musa, إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِي, either you throw عصاك, your staff, وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَى, or we will be the first ones to throw. خَيَّرُوهُ مُهِمِينَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى جَزْمٍ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ عَلَيْهِ بَأَيِّ حَالٍ كَانَتْ. Why did they do this? They did this supposedly. They gave them basically the choice to signify or to deceive the people into thinking that we are going to win regardless of whichever one of us starts. Whether you start or we start, it doesn't matter. We're going to come up on top. That's why supposedly they left it up to him, right? So look at all the mind games that are going on in this tremendous, outstanding event. And wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayruh, wallahi, we believe every single letter of these events taking place exactly as Allah described. And we could only try to imagine what this scene was like. But that is the fruit of Iman. The fruit of Iman is when you hear these stories, this is not as the kuffar used to say, asatirul awwaleen, these are the stories and the fairy tales of the previous nations, rather this is, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةً. In their stories, there's a wisdom, there's a lesson for the people of intellect, لِأُولِ الْأَبْصَارِ and لِأُولِ الْقُلُوبِ الْحَاضِرَةِ, for the people whose hearts are present. So we believe in these stories, and it's not a story. We believe in those events. I'm going to call them events that wallahi happened. And each and every believer should never ever doubt. You're not even allowed to doubt 0.1% of the story. Do you know that? Do you know that from the conditions of La ilaha illallah is al-yaqeen with diddu shak, with the certainty which is the opposite of doubt? You cannot doubt any of this. I'm just repeating and re-emphasizing so you could read these stories and know that this was such a tremendous event that subhanAllah we missed out on. But Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us by mentioning it in the Quran. الحمد لله. فقال لهم موسى بل ألقوا فألقوا حبالهم وعصيهم. موسى said no, you throw. So they threw their ropes and their staffs. فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه أي إلى موسى. So much so what happened was their ropes and their staff, it seemed to Musa, it was like an yukhayyal from illusion and imagination, min sihrihim, because they were very, very professional magicians. أنها تسعى أن حياة تسعى. So he actually thought that they were genuinely snakes that were actually moving around. And so this is how professional and how, what is the term I'm looking for? This is how successful they were in making this illusion and doing the magic and confusing the people. I think you need to read here, Musab. Hey, Ayah 67.
فأوجس في نفسه خيفة موسى قلنا لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى وألق ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى فألقي السحرة سجدا قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى.
جزاك الله خير. And he sensed within himself apprehension. Did I read the one before? He said, rather you throw, and suddenly their ropes and staff seemed to him from their magic that they were moving like snakes. And he sensed within himself apprehension. Did Moses? Allah said, fear not, indeed it is you who are superior. And throw what is in your right hand. It will swallow up what they have crafted. What they have crafted is but the trick of a magician, and the magician will not succeed wherever he is. So the magicians fell down in prostration. They said, we have believed in the Lord of Aaron and Moses. طيب. So let me go back here. Y'all still chatting and talking the whole time. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. نعم. فلما خيل إلى موسى ذلك. So when it appeared like this to Musa, أوجس في نفسي خيفة, he had this apprehension inside, كما هو مقتضى الطبيعة البشرية, which is the consequence or the natural way a human being operates. It's a natural reaction. وإلا فهو جازم بوعد الله ونصره. Otherwise, he knew for a fact, he had full trust in the promise of Allah and the fact that Allah will aid him. But that was a natural reaction to something that really mesmerized and was a great type of magic that they displayed right in front of the masses. قلنا له تثبيتا وتطمينا. We said to him as means of giving him firmness and tranquility, لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى. Do not be afraid. You are the one who is superior. عليهم. You are above them. أي ستعلو عليهم. You will be over them. وتقرم. And you will subdue them. وبذلوا لك ويذلوا لك ويخضعوا. And they will be humiliated before you and they will submit before you. وألقي في ما في يمينك أي عصاك. Throw them the staff in your right hand. تلقف ما صنعوا. إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى. أي كيدهم ومكرهم ليس بمثمر لهم ولا ناجح. Their plot and their planning is not going to be fruitful for them nor going to be successful. فأنه من كيد السحرة الذين يموهون على الناس ويلبسون الباطل ويخيلون أنهم على الحق. It is from the plotting of the magicians who deceive the people and they distort the falsehood. They basically beautify the falsehood for them and they make them feel as though they are upon the truth. فألقى موسى عصاه. So Musa threw his staff. فتلقفت ما صنعوا كله أكلت. It swallowed up everything that they had done. والناس ينظرون لذلك الصنيع. And the people were observing and watching this action. فعلم السحرة علما يقينا أن هذا ليس بسحر وأنه من الله. At that very moment, all of the magicians knew for a fact that, okay, this is not magic. Because magic is still related to human capability or their association and involvement with the shayateen that helped them. What Musa did was something that can only be done by Allah that does not fall into the realm of magic. So what magicians are able to do is actually limited in a sense. Besides the fact that وَمَا هُمْ بِضَرِّيمٍ أَحَدٍ, they're unable to harm anyone إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, except if Allah Azza wa Jal allows. So they have a limitation in what kind of impact they can have on the people. So what Musa brought, this, the magicians who are experts in their field, they knew that this is not magic. This is not what we're doing. What we're doing is illusion and deceiving the people into thinking that this is real. His staff, his snake swallowed up all the other snakes. فَبَادَرُوا الْإِيمَانِ, so they immediately believed. Look at the switch and the swift switch and adherence to the truth. So they immediately believed. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ, and they fell in prostration. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ, they said we believed in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Musa and Harun. فَوَقَعَ الْحَقُّ وَظَهَرَ وَسَطَعَ, so the truth happened and took place, and it became superior, and it was illuminating. وَبَطَلَ السِّحْرُ وَالْمَكْرُ وَالْكَيْدِ, and the magic and the plotting and the evil planning, all of them basically were falsified. فِي ذَلِكَ مَجْمَعَ الْعَظِيمِ, in this great gathering. فَصَارَتْ بَيِّنَةٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَحُجَّةٌ عَلَى الْمُعَانِدِينَ, it became then a mercy and a proof for the believers, and it became an evidence against the stubborn ones. So we will stop at this point because that little segment is not done. But inshallah ta'ala, we will continue tomorrow. And I'm doing this so I can give you some time to ask some of your questions. So we'll take it straight to the Q&A. Remember, we are at ayah number 71, inshallah. Ayah number 71. Tamam. Yalla, bismillah. Oh no, Ibrahim, I know who you are now. I know who you are now. I'm going to call Jonathan. Yo, Johnny C, man. Yo, what's up, man? Yo, your son is tripping. What would you say the best type of shoe to throw at someone? Flip-flops. Boots, snowshoes, skis, rollerblades. Well, Habibi, honestly, the best, definitely, no doubt, is flip-flops. Because flip-flops are usually light, and that allows you to have some aviation involvement in the process. So if you, like some of the skilled mothers, mashallah, tabarakallah, she can actually put a spin on the flip-flop so that it goes through the door and then it turns as soon as it leaves the door right into someone's head. And we know many mothers, mashallah, tabarakallah, that had, you know, very long range. So if you throw a boot or a snowshoe, I mean, those will be, first of all, very harmful. And then you have very minimum control. You have minimum control. Flip-flop, you could do some skill. Hey, come to my house, I'll show you what I could do with a flip-flop. Now, I could catch you, man, I could land it right in your dome. Right in your dome like a bullet. So I am for flip-flops. I support flip-flop throwing. All the way, it's one of the most strategic ways to raise children. Is it permissible to use philosophy that is supported by Quran and Sunnah only for da'wah purposes? Also, did you give nasiha to Muhammad Hijab? Well, what is philosophy that is supported by Quran and Sunnah? I don't know how that works. I personally would say there's no such thing as philosophy. The term falsafa does not appear and is not something that is with the Quran and the Sunnah. You could say mantiq. You could say logic, reasoning. You could reason. You could use logic and reason, which are from the Quran and Sunnah. Knock yourself out. Once you use the term philosophy, then you've incorporated a lot more things into the subject matter, and it could not be, it's not okay anymore. That's my humble opinion. Now, I know people tell you, no, but Quran, philosophy is a different madriyesh, different levels, different types. Look, the average person cannot differentiate. When you hear philosophy, it's a word with a negative connotation, by the way. The term philosopher is often used in a negative sense, unless you're describing someone who was supposedly like a learned man from back in the day in science. But you say, man, stop being a philosopher, man. You always say it as someone trying to, you know, rant and yap for a long time with zero value in what they're saying. So no, I would not say that you could use philosophy. You could use mantiq or logic or reason, not philosophy. Did I give nasiha? Me and Muhammad Hijab are going back and forth. It's still work in progress. Next. What's your opinion on Dr. Bilal Phillips and the IOU? Are they teaching according to the Sunnah? Well, Dr. Bilal Phillips, why did you go to the next question? Dr. Bilal Phillips is a beloved person to my heart. I've known him for some time. I love him for the sake of Allah. He's done so much for the da'wah that that dwarfs the rest of the du'at on the scene. That said, I do believe that in his podcast with Sheikh Karim Abu Zaid regarding Shirk and regarding Yasir Qadi, I don't think that there was much success in this regard in delivering to the people the dangers of Yasir Qadi. So I genuinely think that much better could have been done, perhaps because the Sheikh had been affected with Corona and he didn't get the chance to really know the background or the history and the gradualism of Yasir Qadi's insanity. So he didn't know any better. He was speaking in generic terms, which is acceptable. But I think if he knew more about who Yasir Qadi is today, he would have been a little more stern in warning against him. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. IOU, it's a beautiful place, but they have a lot of issues. They have a lot of issues, and I'm in contact with Dr. Bilal's son. And anytime I come across something problematic, which the people share with me, I share with them, hoping that they will rectify some of these things. So I'm not going to tell you, 100% everything on there that is being taught is sound. There are definitely some issues, Overall, it's okay. But there are some things of concern. And you need to know, you need to be selective in what you can learn, what you cannot learn from there. May Allah grant them success and help them go back to the original way when they first started. I think a lot of progressiveness got incorporated at the end when Dr. Bilal got busy with other things. Barakallah feek. Why do the Quran and Hadith speak of the heart as if it's responsible of one's emotion, righteousness and iman, taqwa instead of the brain? Because that's what it is. Why? Because Allah knows best. Allah is telling us that the place for all these is the qalb. And so I believe that it's the qalb. Now the doctors can come and tell me for the longest time, your brain, the cerebrum, the okay, good. That's part of the process. But if Allah says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا, they have hearts with which they don't understand, I will accept the speech of Allah and reject all the scientists in the world. Allah says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا, they have hearts with which they don't understand. We're not denying that the brain is involved in the thought process, but the bottom line, وَالْمَآلُ الْأَخِيرُ إِلَى الْقَلْبِ فَهُوَ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. نعم. Is the magic of the time of Moses the same as the one we see now? Perhaps. I mean, today magicians that work with the shayateen, they do all kinds of stuff. They disappear and they make things disappear. And of course, magic is basically you selling your soul to the shayateen and humiliating the Quran, humiliating the book of Allah, doing all types of nonsense for them to basically work with you. So yeah, of course, magic exists. There's illusion and there's magic, and both exist. Both exist, and both of them are haram and kufr. Now, that was super awesome. How do you reconcile between eating 1/3 of your stomach size and gaining healthy muscle mass? The idea is when you have a meal, you don't overeat. So instead of having 3 meals a day, you have 6 meals a day. And if every time you have the same meal that the people eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you distribute it to make it 2 breakfasts, 2 lunch, and 2 dinners. It's the same quantity as other people, but you're eating it at different times of the day. Therefore, you're keeping in mind the 1/3, and you're also getting enough protein for muscle growth. Very simple. What do you think about brother Kyrie Irving now that he's confirmed he's fasting? Also, just in case you didn't know, he's playing a game at this very moment. I know. I saw the notification. It's the Nets versus the Suns. So it's technically the best 2-point guards in the league, Kyrie Irving and CP3. And I'm missing the game for the sake of Allah. Okay? Thank you for that dagger in my heart. I was hoping I could forget the game by now. I've already made a video about him. So, I mean, alhamdulillah, may Allah guide him and hopefully he's upon the right Islam. That's all we could say. Mr. Wajdi, oh, wow. Is it wrong to say I don't follow any of the four imams, as in I don't belong to a particular madhab, I'm just concerned about what the Prophet taught us? Yes, it is okay to say that you don't follow any four imams. I don't follow four imams. Most of the Muslims today do not follow four imams. The only people that are stuck on that are the Hanafis for the most part, and maybe some of the Shafi'is. But the people who follow the way of the righteous predecessors, that we do not follow one madhab or one imam. We follow whatever Rasulullah's sunnah indicates. Now, next. How can I work out and gain muscle mass even when I'm fasting? Because I've been losing muscle mass, and without food, I feel weak, and also I feel like a twig. How can I get muscle? I'm so weak. What's up with this? Are we turning this to a fitness session, ya akhwan? Just because I showed you my biceps yesterday, everybody got excited now after I was insulted for being super skinny. Tayyib, how? I just explained, Habibi. I just explained. It's about just eat more protein, because protein is the building blocks for muscle growth. And so instead of eating a lot of carbs during the time you're not fasting, then eat more protein, different types of protein. You might wind up losing some muscle mass because you're fasting, okay? It's okay. When Ramadan is over, inshallah, you could gain it back. Salaam alaikum, Sheikh al-Arab. La, كتير. ما بطلع أنا أصلاً يدوب داعية. أبو نصكم كمان. Relating to my mass communication question yesterday, Bardo, would I be sinful if I change my major, stay longer in uni, or left uni because my dad is paying for it? Bro, align with your dad. I mean, I am of the opinion that whatever your parents want is what is good for you. Whatever your parents want is what is good for you. Consult your dad. If he tells you to stay, stay. If he tells you to leave, leave. If he tells you to change, change. Do what your father tells you, as long as it's within the halal scope. Next. Yalla, yalla, yalla. Is it permissible to wear clothing containing a small logo of a being? For example, Lacoste or Polo, Ralph Lauren, horse type. It actually depends on how accurate that animal depicts the real one in life. So, you know, those logos have grown in size. I remember the horse used to be so tiny. And now I see people walking around with literally like a horse covering his whole chest, man. It's like, what happened to, Ralph Lauren? Dude, you know, got on some drugs. And so if the animal that is displayed is exactly like the one Allah created, then it's not permissible. You cannot pray in those, at least. You cannot pray in them. Wearing them is a different story. Some of the scholars are okay with it. But if it's so tiny and it's just like it's threaded in a certain way, or it's sewn a certain way where you cannot make out the facial details specifically, then it's okay, inshallah. Next. Vimto. Even them to eat their plants, they kill insects. Ah, barakallah feek. Ustaz, my question is it sunnah to say Salah Ibrahimiyya in a prayer of two rak'at? Sunnah al-Fajr or even Salat al-Fajr? Of course. What do you mean, is it sunnah? Your salah is not valid with the salah Ibrahimiyya. Isn't this from the wajibat of the salah? You have to say the salat al-Ibrahimiyya. What do you mean, is it okay? You must say it in any rak'ah, in any salah. Silhouette. Next. Is it okay to play video games that use the word God for players? Like God-like if someone has a kill streak? No, that's kufr, man. Astaghfirullah, what kind of game is this? What God-like, man? Miskeen going to the bathroom 5 times a day talking about God. Next. Nashwan Isa, assalamu alaikum of Musab. If a person withholds releasing of air during a salah, does that break wudu? So what? First we have someone who breaks wind internally. And now someone is withholding releasing of air during salah. Does it break wudu? Of course not, because you've successfully withheld it. Now, it's not recommended that you pray the whole time with a fart right up your external exit. It's against the sunnah that you need to go to the bathroom, or you need to, you know, relieve yourself, and you're just holding it in the whole time where your whole focus is on gas, you know? You're just thinking about gas stations and, you know, gas chambers and, you know, I don't know. Your mind is not going to be able to focus on the salah. So, it's fine. The salah is not valid, but you probably should fart afterwards and renew your wudu and have a decent prayer. Now, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've received today a book written by Muhammad Mustafa Bakri al-Sayyid. Can we read this Sheikh's books and take knowledge from him? Zakallah khair. I have no idea who he is, who he is, who he is. Mas'ud, ya Sheikh, sabrun jameer, wallahu al-wusta'anu ala ma tasifun. Ya jama'a, why are you always hasty? If I enter the masjid while Taraweeh is going on, but I haven't prayed Isha, then you should join them in their salah with the intention to pray Isha. And when they're done with their taslim, you get up and you complete your other two rak'at or whatever is left of your salah. And then you join them with the rest of the salawat as Taraweeh. You should not pray Isha separately. Can you please expound on the hadith regard how a Muslim towards at the end of our ummah will receive a reward equivalent to that of 50 of the companions? Can this apply to our times currently? Yes, yes, this could apply to our times currently. Why not? Because we're going through some really tough times and a lot of trials. How? There's no how. The Prophet ﷺ said that, you know, because of how much difficulty we will face, you will get the reward of 50 of the Sahaba. That does not mean you're better than the Sahaba, but you will get a reward. And getting a reward does not mean that you're better than someone. Tamam? That's it. Flatulence is more formal than foreign. I'm sorry, Habibi. I'm informal sometimes. Ya Zabua, Mabua. Also, can you give a righteous nasiha for Brother Hamza's story? SubhanAllah, he seems like a very humble person who's sincere. Yeah, it's not like Hamza is waiting for me. You know, you could tell him Abu Mus'ab is going to say, oh, who in the world is Abu Mus'ab? So I don't know him for him. And, you know, it's a lot of people, man. Believe it or not, a lot of people are not that. Anyways, it's not as easy as you think. I'm going to call him on the phone and give him nasiha. He's going to say, Zakallah khair. I'm going to leave everything I've been doing and follow Abu Mus'ab's methodology. Come on, man. Can we listen to Sheikh, Dr. Ustad Mawlana, Alim, Mufti Abu Layth? Yeah, if you want to go to Jahannam, yes. If you want to go to Jahannam and you want to apostatize and leave Islam and become a zindiq, then you can listen to Abu Layth all you want. If you want to stay a Muslim, you would be as crazy as a monkey in the zoo with 15 bananas to listen to this Abu Layth. Naughty, naughty, naughty. The hadith doesn't exist. This is a fabricated. Oh, let me give you my opinion. What this guy, and if they were 15 clowns and he was with them, he will be the leader of all these clowns. You know, clowns with the big red nose and the paint and the curly hair and the blonde curly hair. He would be their boss because he is the biggest clown of all clowns. That person you cannot take seriously. According to many, you cannot really consider him to be you have a hard time considering him to be a Muslim. We're not doing takfir, but I'm just letting you know his positions and stances that he holds are considered to be borderline heresy. Hey, is it okay not to get married because I have a hard time trusting people? No, it's not okay. You, inshallah, you'll find a person you can trust. Work on yourself. Of course, you're joking, ya Donna. What does it mean? What does mean the name of Musa? I don't know. Allahu alam. Yalla, enough. Last question. Can we watch movies like Ar-Risala? No. I don't think so. If I remember correctly, there was something wrong with Ar-Risala. No? I don't remember what it is right now. Tayyib, I'm sorry. We will stop right now and we will continue. Hala bishaykh Kashif. MashaAllah, what a surprise. I did not expect to see you here. Brother Kashif is a beloved brother to my heart who strives, Zalla Khair, to follow the way of the righteous predecessors and give da'wah. So may Allah bless you and thank you for joining us, Kashif, the Ghazi. It's good to see your name here and it's good to see you among the people. But we've reached the end of our chat or the end of our Q&A and we will continue bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal tomorrow. Zakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.